Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion around social interaction and the fact that it ultimately drives happiness. Now, yesterday I talked about how my wife always reminds me that I'm fortunate to have such a large number of great friends. And so I started to think about why and how that's worked in my life. And one reason that I've been able to do this is that I actively maintain connections with people. So I'm not that person that's spending hours on social media. I'm not making phone calls to friends every day. But what I do is I rarely go longer than 6 months without engaging with the people that I most enjoy being with. And I know what happens, right? The challenge that a lot of us face is that we become consumed by daily life. And so a lot of our friends don't naturally interact with us on a daily basis. So when that happens, if we're not seeing them, it's sort of that out of sight, out of mind concept. And so if that goes on long enough, now we think about them and we say, well, you know, maybe, you know, I'll call them tomorrow, or they put it off. And before you know it, you know, months have gone by and then years have gone by and then we lose touch with people. And so what has to happen is that relationships require both parties to put forth an effort. Now, I've had my share of friendship that have fizzled out, and that's through the inaction, usually by the other person. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm clearly not. But more often than not, I'm pretty good at least catching up with people every, you know, 6 to 8 months at the most. But usually, you know, I have people where, you know, I've reached out and tried, and there's no reciprocation. And these things used to bother me a lot, but I've come to realize that there's only so much I can do. If I have a friend that's not willing to maintain contact, at some point you just have to let go. Sometimes they'll come around, but most often they won't, and that just is what it is. So the point for today is to act on the urge. So when you get that urge to connect with someone, when you start thinking about someone that you haven't seen in a while, get in touch with them. Pick up the phone and call them. Send them a text message. You know, send them an email, connect on social media, whatever you have to do. But don't ignore the inspiration you get, because, as I said, life just goes. And if you do not reconnect with people, you lose touch with them. And it's so hard to find great people. I shouldn't say it's hard. It's not hard. But there's certain people you have a connection with, and that doesn't come every day. So if you have that connection and you really enjoy being with them, make sure you take the time to cultivate that relationship. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes and to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. I'm going to talk about planning to get together with people and the in-person scenario as opposed to over the phone or over social media or email. But for today, I just want you to think about those people that you haven't connected with in a long time, people that are special that you really and truly want to keep in touch with. Reach out and connect with them. When you get the urge, when somebody pops in your mind that you haven't seen for a while, act on the urge. Even if it's a simple two-sentence text message, do it. And then connect with them over the phone and hopefully in person down the road.